KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth speaking Saturday at the Shangri-La Dialogue. That's a defense summit held in Singapore, urging allies to raise defense spending and warning that China might pose an imminent military threat, but this reassurance.
President Trump has also said that communist China will not invade Taiwan on his watch.
Wildfire smoke smothering parts of the upper Midwest as it drifts down from Canada. There are now air quality alerts in effect across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Peace talks resume in Istanbul between Russia and Ukraine Monday, but there is a holdup. Russia has not supplied its demands or information on who will be there. This has at least 7 people are dead, more than 24 injured after a train derailed in an area of Russia bordering Ukraine after a bridge collapsed, Russia says, as a result of illegal interference. Russia's Federal Road Transportation Agency said the destroyed bridge passed above the railway tracks where the train was traveling. This is ABC News. A chaotic, drug-addled, intense, sleepless, toxic, traumatizing, and violent atmosphere around rap mogul Sean Combs. That described during the third week of testimony at his federal sex trafficking trial in New York. Former federal prosecutor Nima Ramini says even the mood in the court seems to have shifted.
For the first 2.5 weeks of the trial, they were really taking this sort of softer, velvet glove approach with some of the victims. But yesterday, Brian Steele, one of the most experienced lawyers on the defense team, he cross-examined Mia, who was the 4th assistant to testify and actually victim number 4 in the indictment. And it was a very aggressive cross-examination.
A Utah lawyer has been sanctioned by the Utah Court of Appeals after a filing he made was found to use ChatGPT and contained a reference to a non-existent court case. The brief was written by a law clerk at the firm, and the false citations were not reviewed before the filing. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Rob Roberts here with your second whole hour of local things, and we kicked it off with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane. They're live in Stevens Point on 614, then Fox Valley Pride Weekend, 621 in Appleton, and Sheboygan, where the surf is always rad, on 628, and then in Oshkosh on 629. The local Proudly Pride artist kickoff and all the local sounds in this half hour are powered by Turtle Island Dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products, information to improve your quality of life, flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies. Stop in 831 East Johnson Street in Madison, or ship right to your door by going to shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Next up is Charlie Boy, who's live right now in La Crosse. But if you missed that show, they're doing live stuff next on 6-7 at the Gamma Ray, or 6-14 at Riverside Park at Art Spire. You're listening to local music on Max Inc. Radio.
The first
That's 7,000 apart, and it's so great that they're back in the USA. We have a ton of shows lined up for you. Catch up with them by connecting yourself right to Max Inc. Radio into all that social media that you just love, and then we'll connect the two of you together. 7,000 apart is at Malone, Wisconsin on 6-1, then Green Bay on 6-6, 6-8 Appleton, 6-11 Fort Atkinson. Looking for something a little bit more southern Wisconsin? Well, Louie and the Flash Bombs, they're at the Monona Union Terrace on 6-7 Lakeside, 6-19 Milwaukee, 6-21 Manitowoc, and then, of course, Summerfest, 7-5. This is Unapologetic on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You were so very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions. Turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. You were larger than life, and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy, flip, and daring, something else tomorrow, something else tomorrow. Smallish frame, no price too large for art, no price too large for fame. Where others marched, you led a thousand steps ahead. No price too large for art, no price too large for fame. No price too large for fame. Anything for fame, fame. Never before and never sounds brave.
Shawn Michael Jardine. We get to talk to him about all the great shows coming up outside at the Memorial Terrace this summer. If you missed that interview, hear it again on the podcast page. Subscribe, and I'll hang out in your pocket and be ready to deliver you local music when you're ready. Tay and the Neighborly Now, they're live on 615 at the Marquette Waterfront, 710 Phillips, Wisconsin, 711 Highbridge, Wisconsin, and 726 Brady Street in Milwaukee. Oh, and don't forget about that mile of music that's coming up. That's going to be on 81 and 82. This is Self Help Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for
keep up. looking to yourself for a little self-help.
Mr. Frank Martin Bush, and yes, we double dip wheelhouse in hour number one, but see that front man, Mr. Frank, do a bunch of other local gigs all across Wisconsin this summer. 6-8 Albany, Wisconsin. 6-17 Concerts in the Park at Black Earth, Wisconsin. 6-19 Garver Feed Mill. And on 6-22, I'm going to see him at the Eastside Club. Frank takes us to break with My Life on Max Inc. Radio. See you on the other side. That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nothing.
went to break and came out of break with two in a row from the Jimmys. Now, Jimmy K is really close to getting that trademark for the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker. And we can see those Jimmys are live on 6-1 in Fitchburg, 6-5 in New Glarus, 6-11 Edgerton. All this local music and massive power bill for the Jimmy Tracker is taken care of by Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing in Massad provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. It doesn't matter if it's wood, vinyl, chain link, or aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call and they'll call you right back. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. The People Brothers Band just released even more dates that you can see them live this summer, and it goes into late summer. But if you're planning something on 6-12 through 6-14, they're going to be at Bonfire at the Driftless Garden, 6-18 River Roundup in Milwaukee, 6-19 Atwood Fest Music Hall right here in Madison, 7-3 Summerfest, of course. Connect even more dates by following us here in the After Hours. Type in Max Inc. Radio, and then we'll let you know when we know. This is Down the Mountain now on Max Inc. Radio.
on me at night. Ask, is everything alright?
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
game we're forced to play. I'll roll the dice and maybe win someday. I break all the rules, it's my new strategy. 'Cause playing it nice, it always leads to my defeat. Self-destruction is key in the business of broken hearts. The business of broken hearts. You're not alone.
You're not alone.
In the business of broken hearts.
Dan, the New People are live, 75 Bayfield, Wisconsin. Did You Run is their new single, and we'll close out the night tonight with that single on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Down in the
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Gaza Health Ministry says 31 people were killed when Israeli forces opened fire near an aid site in Rafah. President Trump has expressed some optimism that a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza could be close, but ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv says...
Now, some of that is going to be a very tough sell to the Netanyahu government, especially the right-wing elements who are part of his coalition, who absolutely will not agree to that and would probably threaten to resign, and that, in turn, would threaten the stability of Netanyahu's government. So there's a lot of politics involved here in people's lives.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says two people, including a police officer, were killed in a shooting. Another officer's hurt. The suspect is in custody. The European Union says it's ready with countermeasures for higher tariffs on steel and aluminum. President Trump announced Friday the tariffs would increase to 50% on June 4th. This is ABC News. The